Hey everyone, so just a little bit of like an off-the-cuff, candid episode for today, but it's something that I think is important to talk about. I think this conversation could potentially help some other people, and it's just good to discuss anyways. And this was something I've been thinking about for a bit. It was inspired a little bit, though, recently by just a question I put out on my Instagram asking people what their biggest challenges with their photography. Had a kind of huge variety of answers. One of them I actually just made a video about on my YouTube channel about trying to help people who are struggling to find like subjects and inspiration for their photography. But there was another thing as well that revolved around like people not being unhappy or people being unhappy with their work and lacking confidence and imposter syndrome and all these things. So that ties into something I've been thinking about a lot recently. And that is just this idea of extremes and how like common these extremes are today, specifically in the online world, but then that also kind of ties into how we interpret our own progress and success and worth and stuff like that. So an example would be like in the online world, you often see extremes. It really can be a place of extremes. So things are often amazing or terrible, or someone is the best or they're a total hack, or you know, some product is the greatest of all time or it's the worst of all time. And people latch on to these opinions, and instead of being able to just have like a normal conversation and understand that everyone kind of has different tastes and preferences, it's like if someone disagrees with something, that other person is a total hack or a total idiot, or someone's work is the absolute best, they're the goat, fire emojis, all these types of things, or that person is a total fraud, I don't know why anyone likes their work, people start making fun of like personal lives. Like it can just really be this crazy place of extremes. But where this kind of comes into how we react to things ourselves and how we judge ourselves is things can often be extreme, just like the success or failure of our work or our abilities, how good we are, how talented we are. And this can lead to just like really bad decision making and a lack of patience. And I think oftentimes people not achieving the things they want or quitting or giving up or just going through an immense amount of unnecessary stress when there's this like lack of patience and just like overreactions all the time during kind of the creative journey. And so as an example, I would say like, you know, let's say you're putting out a new project you've been working on, or let's say, we'll go even like more simple than that. Let's say you're putting an image up to Instagram. Maybe you're trying to build your Instagram audience. And let's say you put up one image and it doesn't do as good as you'd hoped. Maybe it didn't get as many likes or whatever. I think oftentimes for a lot of people, just even with that one image, it's easy, even for just a short period of time, to overreact, to go to these extremes. Oh, maybe the image actually isn't good. Oh, I hate Instagram. You know, this platform sucks. I knew it wasn't good anyways. Or, you know, maybe on a little bit more of like a larger scale, maybe you release a project you've been working on and let's say it doesn't do as well as you'd hoped. That can be a difficult situation, yes, but it is still easy to go to those extremes and judge yourself and think, you know, like, I knew this wasn't going to turn out. What was I thinking? I'm never doing this again. Everyone hates my work. I'm a terrible photographer, and so on and so on. We've all been there in some degree, with it being either social media or with a project. And that's not to say that like these things aren't difficult to deal with, but I think when you lack this patience and you live in this world of extremes, it's really easy to make bad decisions and also end up in like a place of burnout. And this is speaking from personal experience too. This episode is also for me. It's a good reminder of just stepping back and looking at things as rational as possible and not really getting like too high and not getting too low. And I think that is so important as an artist because, you know, they say that it's all about the journey. And that's like the one of the most kind of like overused terms. It's very cliche, but it is true. Is like, regardless of what you want to achieve, if you want to do your craft just as like a passion, or if you want to go and do it as a business, there's all these things that all of us want to achieve, but they take time and they also require just an immense amount of steps to get there, regardless of what you're doing. They aren't just these like single events that happen that then you accomplish this thing. So, you know, let's say if you want to take your photography online and start building your audience. Well, if you set a goal of, say, like however many subscribers or followers or whatever it is, whatever benchmark you're setting, that could be like a 2-year or 3-year journey and endeavor of like all of these little different steps of posting consistently, of making new work, of engaging, all of these things. And if you are going to the extreme after every single thing that you do, that's not going to be sustainable. It's going to burn you out. And it's also just going to be a really shitty time. And it could end up, you know, damaging how much you actually enjoy your craft in the long run. Or, you know, the same goes for, let's say you want to make a book, or let's say you want to have an exhibition. Well, there's like a long road for each one of those endeavors, and there's going to be ups and downs, and there's going to be things that work and don't work. And I honestly think, you know, from the experience that I've gained over the years, is you have to stay as like level-headed as possible, not get too high. You know, when you have like wins and when things happen, it's great to like celebrate and feel good about that, but you can't go to the extreme and all of a sudden let your ego come into play and start thinking that, this is incredible work and look at how many people like it and this is amazing and it's working. And but at the same time, you know, if it doesn't work out, you can't go to the extreme of, you know, questioning your abilities and, you know, talking about how kind of like terrible you are and all these other things. So this is something I think that's just important to keep in mind as you approach your craft, is like, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable. And yes, like growing something and achieving certain goals, it's not supposed to be easy. There's no answer to like go and become like a more skilled artist or better at business without like going through difficult times and having things be hard and challenging yourself. That's part of, you know, that's actually, I think, one of the most important things that you take away from these, you know, endeavors. It's not like the end goal. It's all of the things along the way and how it kind of changes you and how you grow. But you have to learn to kind of navigate those waters in the most like level-headed way as possible. And I think that's what can actually make the journey a little bit easier and absolutely more enjoyable. So it's, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to do all the time is just, you know, be like aware of how I'm reacting to things and not overreacting to the extremes. And it's something that honestly I would love to see more of online, is just like these spaces where like people can have discussions, give like honest feedback. And it's not just these extremes where it's like, you know, oh, this is the best ever. That's incredible. You're the most talented. Or, you know, you're the worst photographer ever. This person, I hate them. They think they're like the, you know, they think they're so incredible. Like just like stripping away these extremes and these overreactions and essentially like this energy that's being wasted in a lot of scenarios where people are going over the top with things. So yeah, like I said, this is a reminder for myself as well. And I think what's also made me think about this is, you know, anyone who's listening to this right now who follows this podcast, I'm sure that you probably know that I have a YouTube channel as well. I've been doing that now like full time, I guess you could call it, for the last year. I've been trying to do like an episode a day, and it's been like by far the most unique way of working that I've had in my like 12 to 15 years of self-employment. You know, the businesses and the things I was doing before this were very different. And all of a sudden, here's this platform that I'm working on. And basically once a week, I'm putting something out there where all of a sudden it's in front of the world for them to see if it fails or not. And that has caused me to at times go to these extremes. It's also social media, to be honest, is like the perfect platform for these extremes and to judge yourself, because you're getting this like, in a way, this instant feedback on your work that you can very easily latch onto and interpret in any way that you want to kind of feed your insecurities and tell yourself things either in a negative way or a positive way. So again, I'm the best, or now today I'm terrible because this didn't do so well. So for me, YouTube has had these moments where I've reacted the wrong way over the past year based on how something's performed or hasn't performed, or based on something that someone said. It's just been this, like, yeah, this unique platform. You know, in the past, obviously I would get feedback on my work. I would see how it would perform, but it was always in this like controlled environment where you were like having discussions with people, with the client, you were making tweaks. It was all done for the most part, like pretty sensible. But on social media, where things are either good or they're bad, or you got likes or you didn't, or people watched it or they didn't, or people commented nice, or someone said you're the worst person on earth. It's just like so tempting to tell yourself stories based on however you want to interpret things. So if anything, it's been a great challenge for me and a great way to work on this skill of trying to stay just level and sensible about things. And I feel like I've developed even more over this past year, you know, having my work out there a lot more on social media. But like I said, this spans across, you know, regardless if you're putting your work online or if you want to build an audience or if you're just doing this as like a passion, regardless of how it goes, I think that one of the most important things that all of us can do for ourselves and also for the photography community is just have patience with our work and with others, and also just like really be thoughtful in the way that we approach things. That's with our feedback to people. That's with our support with other people. And I think there's like this amazing opportunity to like connect and to help others. But in doing that, being able to also just strip away this unnecessary like drama and, you know, spending energy on the wrong things, if that makes sense. So anyways, those are my thoughts for today. Avoiding the extremes, I think it's just something to stay conscious of, because it's easy, like I said, speaking from experience, to get caught up in your own head of how you interpret your wins and your losses and your success and your progress. And with it being such a long-term game, you know, it's, I've said this before, but it's so important. You got to enjoy like the journey. You got to enjoy the process. Otherwise, there's really no point, because this stuff consumes so much of our time and energy that, you know, the payoff at the end, whatever that is, with a photo project or whatever you're trying to achieve, it's often short-lived. And in my opinion, a lot of the times, wouldn't be worth it if the journey itself is just a total chaotic mess that is stressful and makes you hate what you're doing. So anyways, that's what I got for you today. Would love to hear some feedback, as always, if you connected with this, if this is something that you feel like has impacted you as well. Hit me up, send me a message on Instagram. Sure, you guys know where I'm at. But anyways, just wanted to say thanks for listening. Got a couple interviews coming up for the next few episodes. Ones that are recorded, a few others that I'm working on. So excited to get those out there. Hope you all are going to enjoy them. But anyways, until then, just want to say I appreciate all of you listening to this show, for the support, for the feedback, for the comments, all that. It really does mean a lot. And yeah, talk to you next week.